know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. Earl, you look like you've been to the car wash and they got all that spray out your head.
Good morning. Welcome to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. And I finally fulfilled my debt to one Mr. Gilbert Brown, as we made a bet several weeks ago that if the Detroit Lions lost to the Green Bay Packers, I would have my hair, dyed. And my hair has now changed colors. And,
You look good, man. I'm going to, I hope everybody can see this podcast here, or whatever we call it, to see what you really look like.
Well,
we got to get Calvin to throw up a before and after. I think everybody gonna like the after.
I got some before and after stuff, man. But I tell you what, I got up this morning and my pillowcase was full of hair dye. My wife said, "What is this?" I said, "No, well, no, only joking, man." So I look a couple of years younger.
And the missus is the hairstylist, right?
Yeah.
She did a hell of a job. I ain't think that could be fixed. She did a hell of a job.
What do you mean you didn't think it could be fixed?
She did wonders. I might have to start going to her.
And you know, man, if the Lions hadn't lost that game,
the Lions facility is probably 25, 30 minutes from my house. I'm going to go up there and send them boys a box of cheese. and a bag of kitty litter and say, "Thank you guys. Y'all really made my day."
So, man, I feels different, you know.
Like you'll never bet me again. That's what it feels like.
That's true. If it means that I have to change my identity, I think I'll never bet you again. You know? hey, imagine if it was the other way around and I said to you, "Gilbert, you got to dye everything gray." And I would have lost. I would have won. And Gilbert,
I'm trying to tell you, there was no way I was losing. That's why I made the bet. No way.
Well, so let's.
The Detroit Lions are the Detroit Lions, period.
Well, I saw the Detroit Lions yesterday. They were up 21 to nothing in the first 7 minutes of the game.
Who were they playing? Do you remember who they was playing?
Who are the Lions playing, man? I cannot forget that.
See that? It's that dye going to your brain.
Hey, man, who were the Lions playing yesterday?
I can't tell you because I ain't waste my time watching.
Hey, Calvin, can you check that out for me, please?
It was the New Orleans Saints.
The New Orleans Saints in New Orleans.
Oh, come on, man. Come on, man.
What are you talking about?
Come on, man. That's who took? They almost lost that game.
Yeah, it wound up 33-28.
Why did they almost lose that game?
Because
Derek Carr went out, and they put that other boy in.
Yeah, but hey, does that matter?
Oh yeah, it matters.
Okay, so why did it matter when the Packers played the Saints, and Derek Carr went out and they put that other boy in and the Packers won. What? You forget.
Because.
Hey, look.
Because.
This old man remembers.
When they put that other boy in, everybody said, oh, we got this game right here. We got this right here. They put that other boy in.
But this is, you forget, this old man, he remembers all those things, right?
You know. You can't keep calling yourself old, man. You ain't got no gray hair.
Hey, let's get to the brass tacks. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Do you believe in the Green Bay Packers? Or is it fool's gold?
Are you asking me?
967-2789. The listening audience, you watched the game yesterday.
Let me break it down before you get to running off at the mouth.
That was Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Excuse me, that the Packers defeated yesterday.
No. Get it right. The defending world champion. Oh, yeah. Get it right.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Now, if Calvin, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Back last week, I told you what was going to happen. I told you, Earl, that we're going to take down the defense. After we beat them, after we take the Lions for a walk, we're going to go up in there and we're going to beat up on them Chiefs.
Hey Gilbert.
Taylor Swift and Kelce and Mahomes took they buzz home with that L.
So you told me six other times this year that the Packers was going to win. So let's not act like every time you said that.
No, I didn't say that.
Six losses. That.
But I put my finger on two games, and everybody that's listening, and Calvin can pull it up. I said we was going to beat the Detroit Lions. And we're going to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. And you going to dye your hair black.
Hey, man. Let me put it this way, man. As I was watching that game yesterday, Jordan Love. They were calling for the backup quarterback three games ago. Remember?
Preach, man. Preach.
I mean,
break it down, baby.
The fans. I was reading some of the stuff.
What else was they calling for? What else was they calling for?
They were calling for A.J. Dillon to be gone. Man, A.J. Dillon, you know how old A.J. Dillon is, Gilbert?
No, sir.
25. Still young.
What would I give to be 25?
It seemed like.
You look like you're 25.
It seemed like he's been there a long time, man. He's only 25, which means he has his whole career still ahead of him. And he's one of the oldest players on the offense at 25. Now, I wasn't good.
Earl, I want to say something. We beat the defending world champions, and we're still not at full strength.
Hey, Gil, the defending world champions are beatable because they've lost four games now.
They only lost three till they got to us.
Right, but so they're beatable. They're not.
Who else going to beat them?
They've lost four games now. Okay. So this ain't the Super Bowl.
You know what? This is like the days of our lives right here. Kansas City lost to Detroit. We beat Detroit. We beat Kansas City. We're good, man.
Well, let me put it this way.
People call in and help me out.
You know, Gilbert, you also there were also people calling for the ouster of the coach.
Joe Barry.
Not only Joe Barry, but the head coach. They wanted to see him gone.
Oh, yeah. Left floor.
Yeah. So it turns out, you know, look at what they were able to do. They were able to get rid of Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers and get 15 to 17 starters, Gilbert. Man, did you hear me? Young players.
Yeah.
That they can have for, man, a half a decade, maybe a decade or more. And these cats are starters, man. They got 15 rookies from last year that's on the team and playing, Gilbert. I mean, all of that for Aaron Rodgers.
Earl, did you see the play of those receivers yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did you see it?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw it.
Did you see some of those catches that they normally drop? Them boys, I'm telling you, they're getting ripe, man. They're getting, they smell playoffs. They smell it.
Well, so.
And your prediction of 9-what?
It was 9-8 or 8-9.
But you said off air, you said what? They got a chance to do what?
Run the table. Yeah.
That will put that record at what?
10-6, man, which is, you know,
I mean, 11-6.
I don't think there was anybody, for the most part, who was willing to mortgage their house that the Packers would be where they are right now.
I would have.
Come on, Gilbert. I remember some of the conversations we had. I told you I got a good memory, man.
You know, you ain't got a good memory. You showed it's that dye, man. I'm telling you. Tickling your brain.
Hey, 844-967-2789. Did you see the game last night? I got to tell you, man, it was really an exciting game. It was almost like a playoff game, man.
It was classic game. It was classic weather. It was snowing all day. It was cold.
Classic. 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll talk shortly. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. And, you know, people are getting on board the love train now, Gilbert. Under the helmet with the Gravedigger. Listen to this. There's just no way the Packers can have three straight Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Is it? Oh. I'm sorry. They're already on their way. There are people who are chiming in, Gilbert. Jordan Love has made dazzling throws all year, but they were mixed with stretches of inaccuracy. Now the inconsistency is mostly gone, and it's just dazzling. Jordan Love's doing this with what will literally be the youngest group of wide receivers and tight ends in NFL history at the end of the season. Just impressive. Jordan Love is cutting the heck up big time. Catch by catch, Watson is back in the back of the end zone. All right, that's a disgusting drive by Jordan Love. Holy hell, Jordan Love just looked like an absolute superstar quarterback on the drive, a bona fide franchise quarterback. And he's looking more and more like it on a lot of other drives as well. Speaking of hot, Jordan Love has now completed 18 of 21 passes for 187 yards, three touchdowns, 143.4 rating. The kid can't miss. For the fourth straight week, he's having the best games of his career. That's Jordan Love. Let's go to Rico from Rock County. Hey, good morning to you, Rico. How you doing, man?
Hey, doing good, yeah. Guys. How you guys doing, Earl?
Rico, yeah. What's up, baby?
Hey, man, you know, I've been watching football since the 60s, man, and I know Green Bay's my team and everything, but, man, I just can't help but think, I don't know if I've ever seen such a young team take off and play this well together this quick. And, Gilbert, I have to ask you, man, in those first couple years in the league, and this is why I kind of thought this going into the season, how much of it is these first and second-year cats be playing with that eye of the tiger? They want to plant that flag in the ground and say, I'm legit. I belong in the NFL. And that's why, you know, I thought coming out this season, man, these boys are going to come to play because they want to prove they belong here. They belong in the NFL. And maybe they're going to get some pay, too, along the way. How much of that, Gilbert?
I'm going to tell you this, Rico. Jordan Love, he's doing it the professional way. He not out here running off at his mouth telling you, I told you so. I'm going to just show you how I play. Because remember this. Remember earlier when they were saying, Mark Murphy and them were saying, oh, we're going to give him 8 games and then we're going to see if we're going to do this, that, and the other. How you think they feel now? How you think they feel now? I've been tooting this boy horn all the way through. Get on the Love train. I got my man Earl with dark hair, so I'm doing good, man. Rico, you should see him, man. He look by a mess. No, he don't.
I bet Earl look about 20 years younger today, don't he?
He sure look 20 do.
Years younger, Gilbert.
He got a new haircut because usually he had a chia pet haircut.
Hey. Hey, man.
Now he got the high and tight military, hey, man, all black. Hey, man, he looks like a shiny new Cadillac.
Leave the humor up to me, man. We'll be better off.
Hey,
Rico. You know, the Packers got 5 games left. They really could run the table. There's no reason why they can't run the table. And I don't think even Gilbert can say this, but nobody would have believed that the Packers could have wound up 11-6. Even though they've got a pretty easy schedule, they knew that going, everybody said early on, the schedule wasn't the toughest, but it's still, you know, 11-6 is 11-6.
Can check the tape. Before that Detroit game, that was how I finished my conversation with you before you made that egregious bet with Gilbert. I said, believe. You've got to believe. I, for one, Earl, and I did believe.
I know you're a homer, man. You're like Gilbert. You're a homer, you know.
Yeah.
You're going to go with the Packers, you know. It doesn't matter. You know, come hell or high water.
I legitimately thought they could play.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much for the call. You know, Gilbert, here's a guy who said,
before you go, I love me some Rico, man. I love me some Rico. I like him, man.
You know, man, this guy said, I take everything back about Jordan Love. I was wrong. I don't know what site this is, but he said, I take everything back I said about Jordan Love. I was wrong. Thing about Jordan Love is 6'5". He really throws a long ball pretty good. And he's mobile. Huh?
His mechanics is awesome.
He's got a smooth release.
Awesome. He's finding the guys in those little no-hit pockets, man. He's moving around, seeing the field, and the receivers are waking up. They waking
I think part of it, too, Gilbert, is they know his strengths. The coaching staff knows his strengths, and they're calling plays that don't put him in a situation, right?
They're not holding back no more.
Yeah.
There's no need to hold back now. Yeah. We 12 games in. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, they're opening it up for him. And you know, when you can throw the ball down the field, you really do put pressure on any defense. When they got to worry about you stretching mm-hmm. that field, that mm-hmm. means the lineman got to get to that quarterback, right? I mean, mm-hmm. you played the line. I mean, it's a lot of mm-hmm. pressure on you.
Well, here's the dynamics of it, Earl. You usually got to have a running game to open up stuff.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? He don't have that running game like he needs to have that running game to open stuff up. This boy is doing it on his own. Do you hear me? People don't realize the dynamics of the game and what he's doing. He's doing it on his own.
Hey, Gilbert, you know, I got to call you on that because please. I didn't see a lot of pressure on him. The offensive line is playing better.
You know what? You right, Earl. They coming to play.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, 844-967-2789. All is right with the world. The Packers beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
And Earl has a new color. Calvin.
So turning back the hands of time. Let me ask you something, Gilbert. We spent some time, you know, dissecting the Packers the first half of the season. Spent mm-hmm. a lot of time challenging the offensive line. Mm-hmm. And you constantly said all of it is predicated on whether or not those boys can block.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't look like initially that they could block. Well, they had some injuries. But Gilbert, it looks like they can block.
If you look from where they start from day one to now, they done did some shuffling on that offensive line.
Right.
You know? Put a guy here, put a guy there. They still trying to find that right nucleus combination. But right now, them boys got pride, man. They're going to go out and they're going to battle. They're going to battle to the end.
Well, you know, battling, I think all they need to do, because Love has what Rodgers had, and that's a quick release, right? He's got that. He doesn't need a whole lot of time, but if you can give him just a little, he's got a quick release. He moves around in the pocket.
Because the Chiefs don't have a slouch defensive line either. They got a Pro Bowl up in there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, they kind of they got a lot of young players on the defense themselves. And we can say whatever we want to say about them, and the Packers now clearly look like you got to worry about them.
You right? better worry about them.
Yeah.
You better worry about them.
And especially in Lambeau. You know,
I told a guy in the box when I was watching the game, I told him, I said, man, back when we was playing, remember how Mike Tyson, before he put his boots on, they were beat.
Yeah.
That's how we was at Lambeau Field. Before they put their shoes on, they were beat.
Well, so
that mystique coming back.
So the psychological part of football, maybe unless you play it, we really don't know. Fans can only go by, you know, what we see. We don't know about the psychological part of it, but, you know, we think football is all physical.
It's not. 90% mental.
I know, we always hear that, but we see cats knocking each other around. We can't see. The average person can't.
You can knock a cat around, but if you don't know where you're going, you're just wasting your time. If you don't know the dynamics of the defense or where you're supposed to be on offense, you can be physical. You can be 6'8", 4'2", speed. But if you're not in the right mental area or the right mentally to run that route like you're supposed to, you're garbage.
So let's delve into the remainder of the Packers schedule.
Let's do it.
And kind of take a look. 844-967-2789. So the fans who are excited about what they saw yesterday, just so they know that that was not a mirage.
A mirage. Like your hairdo. A mirage.
Not a mirage. That this is real. Next Sunday, the Packers play the New York Giants. And I think the Giants might be, you know, 4-8. You know, I mean, they're just.
Okay, but we were just talking about mentality, Earl. You can't go up in there thinking they 4-8. Because in New York, that's a different story.
Yeah, they're playing in New York.
Can't go up in New York thinking, oh, they 4-8. We about to whoop them.
They don't have a quarterback, Gilbert.
You can't do that, Earl.
So what you're saying is you can't take anybody for granted.
You can, not right now. We can't take. We on the same level with everybody. We got to figure out a way to win.
Then they play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at home. And the Buccaneers always have trouble coming into Green Bay in December.
Oh, yeah.
It's been that way for a long time. I don't care.
Back when they had all Stott and Ward done, the nightmares, we still handled that A-train.
Well, coming into that cold weather, psychologically, it's something for somebody coming from Florida, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Then the Carolina Panthers, who are 1-11. Hey, man.
Wow.
The Panthers are 1-11.
Wow.
And the Packers have them. Mm-hmm. Can they? Well.
That's three.
Then at Minnesota. And the Vikings, look, clearly. Once they lost their quarterback, you know, season is just about done. You know.
Oh, so you saying Kirk Cousins was that guy?
You know that, man. Come on, man.
Kirk Cousins, the sub maker, was that guy.
Hey, man, Kirk Cousins was and is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And he has
Okay, man, go to the next.
He has been for a number of years, man.
Come on, man. Who's next?
And then they play the Chicago Bears.
The Bears.
Yeah.
Our warm-up team.
So it would be, it wouldn't be a surprise if the Packers ran the table.
That's what I want for Christmas, Earl. 11-6 That's what I want for Christmas.
Let me ask you, man. You go up to Lambeau. You were up there yesterday. And you were up there earlier in the season. Have you seen the change in the fans and in how excited they are?
Oh my God! I do a tailgate party at Stadium View, which is down the street from Lambeau Field. And I get up on stage and I get the crowd all riled up. Last night, I knew somebody was gonna get their tail kicked. I knew it. Just by way of how the fans were so amped up. People, them poor people walking around in them red shirts looking like Santa Claus. Everybody waiting on Taylor Swift to show up. Oh, there she go. Oh man.
You know, the amazing thing is the Packers have some high draft choices next year. They're really building, you know, a young dynasty.
They're about four players away, Earl.
Yeah, but they've got some high draft choices next year. And clearly they know talent. They got the right guys who know talent. Because again, I always say the Bears.
Gutekunst.
Yeah, he knows talent because
the talent dude.
I just said you go by the Bears and the Lions haven't been this good since 1962, and they've been losing every year. They've been getting high draft choices, and they have not been able to turn it around. The Packers were able to turn it around with high draft choices in a couple of years. Clearly, the evaluation of talent is really what it's all about.
What did G mean on the side of the helmet?
What does it mean, man?
Greatness.
Oh, man, come on.
Greatness.
Hey, Gilbert. So I watched the football game, college football game, Saturday.
Oh, Lord. Hey,
Gilbert,
it's a trap.
And there was one team that had G on its helmet. Did that stand for greatness too?
No, they stand for going to lunch. Alabama took them to lunch.
Let me put all the rest of this stuff aside, man. Are you going to spend a little more time up in Lambeau then? With things being the way they are now, right?
Hey, man, I'm up there every home game. Every home game I'm up there. Every home game.
So that excitement, that energy, you know, early on in, you know, the season, there were tickets. The first Lion game, there were more Lions in Lambeau than there were Packer fans.
Yeah, it sure was.
But that's over now.
But did you see how many Packer fans was in the Lions place? No. Y'all ain't saying, nobody want to say nothing about that.
No, I didn't notice that.
Okay, that's probably why they got their tails kicked. That's probably why you got to sit there with your head dyed.
Hey, man, let me ask you.
Don't cut it off.
Let me ask you.
Go ahead.
The running game for the Packers.
Yeah.
Is improved as well.
They had two more running backs out there.
Yeah, they did.
They had two more running backs out there. And we don't know the prognosis on Jones, do we?
No.
He's not out for the season, right?
He's not out for the season, but, you know, they don't need the rushing back now. Because they found out that they can kind of play better. I still hold the fort with him out, without him having, you know, played.
A.J. Dillon, they call him Quadzilla. Quadzilla is doing just fine.
You know, 844-967-2789. Your thoughts on the Packer game yesterday. I would say this, Gilbert, if you look at the Central Division and And it's not exactly, the best division, but, the Packers clearly look like they could be the best team in that division. Except for the Detroit Lions.
Earl, Lions jumped out there, but we grabbed they back and told them, hold on, homeboy. Don't go too far. We right behind you. Imagine this though, Earl.
If we get 11 and six,
imagine if we had to play the Lions again.
Hey, Gilbert, they're not right behind them.
The Lions are
9-3.
Okay. By talent, we right behind them.
Okay. Well, I only go by wins and losses.
Okay. Why you keep defending them and you sitting over there with all that dying?
Hey, they're 9-3, man. Okay, you can't take that away from them.
Nah, you can't take it away from them, but you're trying to put them too far out of the atmosphere for us to catch them.
Well, the Packers are 6-6, man.
Right now?
Okay. 9-3, 6-6.
Dark hair, white hair.
Hey,
what's the difference?
Hey, man, 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the Gravedigger. You can join us. We'll be right back.
I just realized without it I can't go on. Cause for you're the other half that makes my life complete. If I had one more chance, we'd have a love so sweet. And leaving would be the last thing on my mind. If I could turn back the hand of time.
/EmpowerWomenVets.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Yeah. All right. Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same as well. Let's go to the phone lines and Gary from Sussex. Good morning, Gary. You say what?
Well, Earl, I hate to be the Debbie Downer here, but what happened in the last 2 minutes of that game is like Kansas City got robbed. That was the poorest officiating that I've ever seen in my entire life. When Mahomes was running for a first down, and he's standing up. He didn't slide, and the guy knocked him out of bounds. That was a horrible call. The one that the receiver should have got interference on the 5-yard line. That was terrible. We shouldn't have won that game. And so as all pumped up as we are, it's like a gigantic asterisk on the end of that. So Gilbert, what do you think about the officiating? I just turned on the radio, so I didn't listen earlier. I'm sorry.
So Gary, is Gary a Kansas City Chief fan?
No, I'm a big Packer fan. But
well, then Gary, shut up! What are you doing? What are you doing, man?
He's being Gary, man.
I see, but you got to do this, man. They got a big. Hey, they had all the opportunities in the world to win. They had a big 15-yard penalty. you got to give defense credit where credit is due. They locked the boys down when they had to, because they wasn't stopping them. Every possession they got until that fourth quarter was points. Defense finally showed up at the end of the game and shut it down. Regardless of the help of the referees or not, them boys played pretty good, man. And you're going against the defending world champions. What else do you want, G-Money? What else you want?
Four of their players are out on injuries, I mean, I'm the big Packer fan. I was so excited, but then, I just felt like man, yeah, we didn't deserve that. And there's going to be a lot of problems that these referees
Gary,
be, you know, referees.
Gary, what is wrong with you? Gary, you must have rolled out of bed and bumped your head on something. Is you crazy?
No, I'm happy.
We got to take these wins when we get them, Gary.
Yeah. Hey, another question, Gilbert. You said that you're at these rallies. Do you also get tickets to the games, too, so you get to go in? Or do you just sit there and watch it?
Hey, man. Hey, Gary. Okay. Thank you very much for the call, man. Gilbert, you want to respond?
Do I get tickets? Gary, I got a key to the back door, man.
Hey,
what is wrong with Gary?
Hey, something wrong with Gary.
I love you, Gary, but don't wake up like that.
So let me ask you this, man. As you know, a couple games back, I was asking about. Hey, well, we didn't talk about the defense.
I was trying to allude to it when Gary was running off at the mouth with that crazy stuff he was talking.
We really didn't talk about the defense, and you know, Patrick Mahomes hadn't been. He had only been sacked 15 times the entire season, and the Packers got him 3 or 4 times and kept pressure on him.
Van Ness got a sack yesterday. Gary got a sack yesterday. Smith got a sack yesterday.
Well, they kept pressure on him.
That's what they need to do. Joe Barry whipped up something. Now, they wanted to get rid of Joe Barry, man.
Come on.
There you go. Each possession, though, Kansas City's just about scored on every one.
Right.
Until the fourth quarter, when we needed the defense to lock them down. That's what they did. Joe Barry did his job yesterday. And how many points did Kansas City score?
18 or 19.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean,
I've been saying that all year. If they get past 25, it's shocking to me. Joe Barry doing his job, man.
You know,
some people may not like it, but he's doing his job. If offenses score more than 20 points, we win. I'm going to put it out there. If the offense can score more than 20 points, we win.
You know, after it's all said and done, you said the Packers didn't stop them. They only scored 19 points. Yeah. And so it doesn't matter.
Earl, for the consecutive 2 or 3 games, we scored in the first quarter.
Oh, yeah.
We took it right down like we did against Detroit and scored.
Yeah, well, they set the tone. There's no question that they set the tone. And let me ask you, you played the game. Mm-hmm. The more you win these games, the more you believe, and your belief goes up.
Your confidence level go up, man. Everything goes up. Everything goes up just because you're on a streak of 2 wins against 2 quality teams. Come on, man.
So let me ask you. So they'll continue the practice, all those things. Now they're buying into what the coaches have been talking about during spring and all that kind of stuff. All that stuff comes together. So they continue from this point, they'll be a stronger and stronger team every week. Is that the way it works?
They got to play up to their level.
Right.
They got to play up. They can't play down to the level. They got to play up to the level, Earl. And that's what they've been doing these last 2 weeks, is playing up to the level.
But it's
coming out, hitting them in the mouth from Jump Street, and keep it going.
But it's kind of hard to – we're talking about still 5 more games. They can't help but play down to some of these teams. Hard to get up.
They can't afford to do that, Earl.
I know, but it's kind of human nature, right?
No. If they smell in playoffs, if they smell an 11-6 record, they got to play up to their level. Not their other team's level, their level.
You know, I don't – you know – you played the game, but I don't know how you can, you know, get up the way you were for Kansas City when it comes to the Panthers.
There's a notch. There's a notch that you got to turn up, Earl, in certain parts of the season. They're turning that notch up right now. And if they get to the playoffs, guess what? They're going to turn it up another notch. They got it, Earl. If Jordan Love keep doing what he got to do and keep this team right, they got it.
You know, hey, man, we're out of time.
Time go by fast, man.
Yeah, yeah. What can I
your
say?
Your hair looks good. I can almost can't see you behind that black board you got there.
Hey, man, we'll be in touch.
Love you, brother.
Likewise.
Tell Big Sandy I said what's up. Calvin, good job today, bro.
All right. We'll be back.
Shaw at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.